This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans could be voting on another major housing proposal in November 2023. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposed ballot initiative would put a fee on any real estate sales over $200,000 and spend the money on attainable housing projects focused on people with average incomes. The measure's backers haven't revealed themselves. Only their lawyers' names are listed in public documents. The state's title board approved the language of the measure. If there are no legal challenges, the next step would be to collect more than 100,000 signatures to make the ballot. Colorado voters just approved earmarking a portion of the annual state budget for affordable housing in the November elections. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Boulder police have recovered a cache of stolen artwork worth over $400,000. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The five recovered paintings include works by well-known members of the Taos Society of Artists, who focused on Western life and landscapes of historic Pueblo dwellings. They were stolen off of a moving truck for a private collector in Boulder last month. Police say the thieves transported them to a hotel in Lakewood. Officers executed a search this past weekend and arrested a suspect who now faces felony theft and drug charges. Police say the artwork was undamaged. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
State wildlife officials will soon begin the process of lowering the water levels in Highline Lake near Grand Junction to curb the growth of invasive species. The zebra mussel's presence was found in the lake in October. Officials say the population poses a threat to local ecosystems. When the lake is refilled to normal levels in the spring, boaters visiting the park will be subject to mandatory inspections to prevent its spread to other bodies of water. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 12:06.